News Talk Breakfast.
In association with Air. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Parentline is going to host a talk tomorrow night in Wynn's Hotel in the centre of Dublin called Raising Happy Children in an Anxious World. Now, the Secretary of Parentline, Rita O'Reilly, spoke to us a little earlier to talk us through what the organisation is all about.
Parentline is a helpline for parents. It's confidential, non-judgmental and available at all times for parents. And it's somewhere for parents to pick up the phone, ask any question, anything to do with parenting, right from babies to adult children or offspring, whatever term you might use. And it's what our role is, to listen to the parent, to guide them through the call, to ask probing questions. And then the parent, at the end of the call, very often comes up with their own answer, but it just helps them relieve stress, find a new way of looking things, see the wood for the trees, and just ask those questions about it.
Okay, Rita O'Reilly of Parentline. Let's talk to the guest speaker, though, tomorrow night for that talk, psychotherapist Stella O'Malley. Stella, thanks indeed for joining us. Anxiety, it seems to be very much the great modern ailment. It seems to be there at the moment in a way it wasn't 20, 30 years ago. Or is that too simplistic?
No, you're right. It is. And it's very much a cause and effect. We are busy. We're doing too much. We know it. We're all going too fast. And if you go too fast, your brain will inevitably become anxious. And we kind of know this, and yet we keep on falling into the very same trap. And I suppose I'm writing a book at the moment about anxiety, and I'm not a naturally anxious person. I have a lot of other flaws, but anxiety wouldn't have usually come up. And yet, I get it. I'm more anxious than I've ever been before.
Okay, is it all about the pace of life, or are there other factors other than that?
Oh yeah, there's loads of other factors. Obviously, our kind of always on lifestyle. Well, before, when you went to work and you messed up, you kind of went home and you got over it and you could forget about it. But actually, you can still fiddle away. You can still mess around at the computer, continuously making things better. We're always on. We're never really, the shop is never really closed, no matter what we work at. And that makes for anxiety. The entire kind of setup, if you were to say, let's set up a society that will make people feel anxious and overwhelmed, you'd kind of have our society.
Really?
And we know it. We all know it. I bet you. I don't want to probe, but I bet you feel more anxious than you ever.
Well, I see. I was going to admit, I am kind of an anxious person by nature anyway. It's kind of what I mean. But you know what? You've conjured up an image in my head. You know that Father Ted episode where Ted tries to fix the car? It's got a tiny dent in it. And he keeps tapping away. And by the end, the car is a complete write-off. I mean, that's what I was thinking of when you were saying about us tipping away and tapping away, trying to... Is it a little bit like that? Are we all just...
Yeah, ironically, I often give that analogy. I give talks quite often with that title, Raising Happy Kids in an Anxious World, and that is the analogy I give from Father Ted. We overthink things. We're over-trying. And in fairness, it's kind of a nice trait to try too hard. But it does lead you into anxiety.
I just wonder about parenting. My parents, they were great parents, but like many parents of that generation, they didn't get so involved in the day-to-day minutiae of our life. I mean, they never came to my football matches or whatever. Like, they were great parents, but it just, parents didn't really do that. And I sometimes look back and wonder, by being more hands-off and less obsessed with the minutiae of our lives, Did they help make us less anxious? Are we making our kids more anxious by being so involved? Is that a problem, do you think?
Yeah, I believe we are. I think it's from a place of love. It's from a place of wanting to be involved.
Sure.
I'm not harking back that we should be back in the 1980s where we threw them out and said, don't come back till dinner.
Benign neglect, yeah.
I'm not saying that that's what we should do. In the past, there was an awful lot of kids in the 80s and 70s and stuff who felt they weren't listened to, who were dismissed, who did have problems and didn't get attended to. So I'm not saying that it was all good back then.
Yeah.
However, constantly attending to a child's every little worry can explode it. It makes emotions very heightened. And when you've got emotions heightened, you're in a very kind of psychologically dangerous place, because they tip into kind of hysteria, it tips into a kind of an overwrought person. Especially, some people seem to come out of the womb anxious. Some people come out of the womb very brave. Some people come out of the womb very relaxed. And then those children who are around this heightened emotion, who are naturally anxious anyway, they really have difficulties. And I would say that our over-attention and the over-expectation on parents to be here, there and everywhere. I would have been the same with you in the first. My parents wouldn't have come to the football matches and I was really sporty and I didn't even think about it as a kid.
Yeah.
Now, I don't madly go to my own child's sporting fixtures. However, I can feel very strongly that it's frowned upon. I can feel very strongly that the coaches kind of say, where are you? Effectively to me and anybody else who dares not to.
Okay.
You're not supporting your child. And I'm like, I am supporting my child. However, I don't feel the need to stand at a...
Fair enough.
Football line.
Absolutely. And I do want to stress my own parents were fantastic parents. I wouldn't really, I wouldn't want to give any other impression. Listen, you have... You've kind of three takeaway tips, because obviously, look, you'll be going into this in a lot more detail tomorrow night at that parent line talk. But just for parents this morning, you've got kind of three takeaway tips for them this morning.
The most important one for me would be parents set the tone. We set the tone of the household, and the tone can be quite happy. It can be quite accepting. It can be quite intense. It can be overwrought. It can be heightened emotions. And if parents think nothing more than what is the tone I'm setting? Are you showing your kids how to live a satisfying life? Or are you losing the head every 10 minutes? And if you are losing the head in whatever way you lose the head, I would say give yourself a year. Give yourself a year to kind of attend to yourself, get your own shop in order. Go counselling, reading, whatever you need to do. But we set the tone in a more emphatic way than any other gift we could give the child.
Okay.
Setting the tone, yeah.
Tip number two.
Second one would be, choose your battles. We all know it, but we need to hear it, and we need to hear it all the time. And the third one would be, watch out for perfectionism. It's the one thing that's consistently coming up.
Looking for perfectionism from our kids?
Watch out for perfectionism within the children. You know what I mean? There's an awful lot of online impact.
Oh, I see what you mean. Look out for kids trying to be perfect.
To look perfect, seem perfect, come across perfect, and it can even look like it's imperfectly perfect. And they're very poised, they're very polished, an awful lot of teenagers come to see me, and yet inside they're quite shattered. So there's a kind of a seeking for a perfection that has very much been driven by the online persona and our online, the kind of instant generation.
Okay.
And it's very damaging. Like, perfectionism is the royal road to anxiety. So watch out for it. It's crippling people.
Okay, super stuff. I'm looking forward to that talk tomorrow. I'll be there myself. I think I'm introducing you tomorrow night. I'm also involved in Parentline as a board member. It's a fantastic organisation. But that talk takes place tomorrow night, the 1st of May, 7:30 p.m. in Wynn's Hotel in the centre of Dublin. Raising Happy Children in an Anxious World. The keynote speaker is Stella O'Malley, the psychotherapist. Stella, thanks indeed for talking to us.